Welcome to the Volt Podcast, where we unravel the secrets of career success and talent solutions. Whether you're a job seeker, a seasoned professional, or an employer looking to enhance your team, you are in the right place.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Volt podcast series. My name is Catherine Bonilla. I'm a professional search recruiter here at Volt, and today I'm talking with the amazing Matt Alderetti, our Senior Vice President of Sales. We're going to be talking about our company overview and some 2024 hiring trends. Matt, welcome to the podcast. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you for that introduction. This is actually my first podcast. I'm not sure about yourself.
Yeah, same. First time on a podcast, so I'm excited to jump right in.
I've listened to many of them. This is my first one being on.
Nice. Okay, Matt, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Certainly. So kind of the Cliff Notes version, if you will, because I've worn a lot of hats here at Volt, was, you know, I started out actually in a similar role to yours, Catherine, a professional search recruiter doing direct hire. And that was in the end of 2008, 2009. So a little bit difficult time to be doing that. And then I transitioned to accounting and finance recruitment. And that was kind of my intro into, you know, temp recruiting. And I then moved into my longest standing role of a BDM for, you know, about 6 years. I did take a brief sabbatical to another staffing firm for about a year, and I was brought back to Volt as a national account manager. And then I kind of, had a foray into selling on sites, managing on sites. And then in 2018, I took a sidestep and got into branch management, which we had consolidated a few offices, and I helped in that transition. And at that point, I found my true passion. You know, staffing's a passion of mine. Sales is certainly a passion, but more than either of those is, you know, managing individuals and growing a team. So, you know, I got a taste for that and wanted more, and I was lucky enough to move on into an area director role, RVP, and now most recently SVP.
Nice. Yeah, Matt, I've known you for years, and your story is always so inspiring to hear.
Thank you.
What would you say is the core mission and vision of our company?
So I had a feeling you might ask something along those lines. So I thought maybe it'd be best to talk a little bit about the history of Volt, kind of how we got here. You know, we have a lot of history, 70 years worth. So the best way to illustrate our mission is to look back at where we did come from. And, you know, the story as it goes, and I'm not sure if you're familiar, but, you know, two brothers in the 50s with, you know, a handful of dollars between them decide they're going to start a company. You know, the roots of Volt are actually in technical writing. And the name, though, came about. The Volt lore is that they were looking through the dictionary and made it all the way to V before they finally found the name Volt. And, you know, the definition of Volt is the measurement of potential energy. So I think they saw kind of a limitless potential in what they were starting. And they were correct, because they grew that company into a global staffing powerhouse. And, you know, very few companies have been around 70 years. And, you know, I don't think any organization gets there without a few blemishes. And Volt had its fair shares of scars and challenges, which actually brought us into a place of purchase a couple years back by a technology company called Inova. And the irony is that Inova, you know, formerly ACS, was also started by two brothers, that also from very humble beginnings, but, you know, big dream. The history lesson is a great one, but, you know, when I look at the marriage of these two companies, a company defined by limitless potential and a global technology solutions company that has, you know, had this meteoric growth, you know, starting at $1 million in 2000 to, you know, now being valued at close to $3 billion. It's pretty darn exciting and amazing. And so, you know, circling back to your question, I think the main thing that both Volt and Inova have always known is that in doing what we do, we play a pivotal role in our client success. So our drive is to accelerate our client success and to be our client's most valued partner. Byproduct of that is our own accelerate. You know, Kat, there's a lot of parts of my job that I love, but perhaps one of my favorites is doing business reviews with our clients, which, you know, I have the pleasure of doing almost weekly. And, you know, looking at our success within our clients and what we've accomplished, and then strategizing together on how we can do it even better is just, it's really satisfying.
Nice. Well said. Matt, like you, I took my own sabbatical, as you know. I left to work on the company side for a bit. And now that I'm back, I've noticed a lot of great changes. How would you describe the internal company culture here at Volt?
Certainly. So I guess the best way to say it is we're passionate people, competitive people that practice extreme accountability. And I understand that that might not be the most fun answer, but you know, it's the truth. What we've done over the past couple of years is completely realign our, you know, our organization. You know, we went from a full desk model into siloed out sales, delivery, operations. And when you do something like that and you have all that change, accountability is key. So, you know, I like to believe that we have the pursuit of perfection in what we do. And the avenue to that is, you know, accountability in every single role. You know, everyone being hyper-focused on their side of the street. Perhaps not the most fun answer, but I will say that we have this strong undercurrent of fun and lightheartedness in what we do. I think we've done a great job of combining, you know, the competition and with, you know, genuine joy and admiration for one another's success, which, you know, I believe is rare in an organization and one of the things I'm most proud of.
Yeah, I completely agree. Could you elaborate on the key values that guide our company's operations?
Yeah, so I'd probably have to circle back again on passion. I think that, you know, I always joke that I've yet to meet a little kid that says they want to be in staffing when they grow. Yet somehow those of us that find it seem to have the greatest passion for it. It's not for everybody, but you know, again, those of us that do it truly love it. And it's actually something I look for when I'm interviewing. True passion is, you know, it's palpable and you can feel it when you're sitting across from someone or over Zoom or Teams, I can even get a sense of it. And that's what we're always looking for. And that's why we have such tenure here at Volt. You know, I'm a baby at 15 years compared to our EVP, Debbie Townsend, 29 years with the company. And I don't think that I've ever been on a call with her where she didn't have a smile on her face. Our CTO, Sonia Sardana, she's overseeing all these divisions and probably could not be more busy, but she's always accessible to us. And because we're all passionate about what we do, that we truly care for one another, care to be there for one another, it's certainly a difference. You know, in addition though to passion is commitment, you know, honesty, transparency with our clients. I came up out of college at Enterprise where the motto was under promise and over deliver. And you know, I kind of brought that here, and being honest and transparent with our clients is key. We're not going to tell them we're going to do something we can't and or even that we're not sure about. You know, we give firm commitments on what we know we can do and then obviously always try and do better. That's always the goal. And, you know, third, I would have to say customer service, obviously paramount to any successful business. I know myself and I think pretty much everyone on my team has some sort of background in food service or some form of customer service. You know, personally, I catered in college, which actually comes in handy because I found myself, you know, helping serve food at many a holiday party for our clients. That customer service piece, and really all three, the passion, commitment, you know, are why we have such long-term relationships here at Volt. We've had clients for 30, 40 years, and it's because of our transparency, customer service, and the passion for what we do.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about what Volt offers. Could you walk us through our primary services?
Yeah, so I like to say we're a full-service staffing company, especially with our partnership with Inova and our sister company, Hirogenics. Like, we truly have specialized teams, dedicated teams to all staffing verticals. And this idea of one Inova that does it all. Now, more specifically on our side of the business, the commercial staffing, you know, we have temp to hire. We do project work, typically longer projects rather than kind of the day labor. And then direct hire and obviously on-site and programs for the larger clients.
We do a lot.
We do it all here, Kat. We do it all.
And what do you think sets us apart from the competitors in our industry?
Well, certainly the values that we just spoke about. But I would say if I had to pin it on one thing, I would probably pin it on our approach. I don't believe, and we train our folks not to be order takers. You know, we're not looking for transactional business. We really want to understand the whole process. And we place so much value in placing the right candidates for our clients. Sometimes, hopefully not too often, that might even mean not being the fastest. We're placing hundreds, sometimes thousands of people to work out every single week. So I can say with absolute confidence that we know what we're doing. We're good at what we do. But knowing our clients and understanding what they need is what sets us apart. We have clients in, you know, their entire workforce was built off of our recruited candidates. Literally entire plants and organizations, hundreds deep, where we recruited everybody. Everybody came up through Volt Hires, promoted into leadership positions, And it's something we're super proud of and cherish here. You know, having client relationships that are longer than a lot of our competition has been in business, you know, I'd say that certainly sets us apart. And again, it's just something we're very proud of here at Volt.
Mm-hmm. Very impressive. And what industries or markets do we primarily serve?
So I suppose there's two ways to look at that. From a staffing perspective, again, we have our commercial staffing. So we have our, you know, your administrative, accounting, customer service reps, things of that nature. And then you have the light industrial bucket, which is obviously, you know, very broad term, but that's, you know, going to be made up of primarily manufacturing and distribution. And then you have the professional side, more your side of the business with C-suite, you know, executive level positions that you obviously, you know, you are going to be primarily direct hire. And then lastly, you have your technical and IT arm of the business. And that's really just Volt. We, you know, we have the talent solutions and MSP and everything else covered by Innova and Hirogenics. But maybe more specifically to your question, like the actual industries that we service, you know, you got, you know, we're deep into aerospace, but I would say, you know, manufacturing in general is probably our bread and butter. With a lot of food production mixed in. And, you know, one of the greatest things about our industry is that the vast majority of all mid to large size companies utilize staffing in one avenue or another. So there is really no limit to the types of clients we can and do service. I can be in a facility that makes heart catheters one day, maybe an auto manufacturer the next, and then doing a business review with a waste management company. And you know, we get to see it all, be part of it all. And, you know, I love walking down like a grocery store aisle or Home Depot and seeing our clients' products on the shelves. I just think that's one of the coolest things.
There's definitely never a dull moment. It's always great learning about new companies, industries, and building those relationships. Now, I know this year just started, but are there any specific industries experiencing unique or unexpected hiring trends this year?
Yeah, well, you know, it's still early, you know, being 2024 an election year, anticipating an uptick in, you know, probably print and things of that nature. And God willing, the economy continues to kind of chug along into the election. Unfortunately, with some of the stuff that's going on in, you know, Russia, Ukraine, the Middle East, that has produced an uptick in the defense sector. And then, you know, I'd say we're also watching closely how Boeing navigates, you know, some of its recent struggles with so many of our clients being in the aerospace industry, being suppliers to Boeing and Airbus, et cetera. We watch that closely. And, you know, I would say as well, not so much an industry, but just in general, there's certainly been an uptick in conversions since the pandemic. And, you know, when I think about it, I think it was really even prior to that, you know, with such a tight talent pool. Clients are interested more than ever in converting people into permanent employees on a much quicker timeline than at least I've ever seen in my career. The pandemic, it influenced a lot of things, but, you know, also, you know, ramping up the opportunity for remote or hybrid work. And not just that, but certainly the demand for it, right? You know, a lot of candidates, that's what they want. So we're constantly looking for ways and working with our clients in that regard. And it can really open up a talent pool when you're looking at, hey, you know, candidates in a 15-mile radius versus an entire time zone or even national or global. I mean, it can be a big difference maker when done properly.
Yeah, definitely. And speaking of change, how do you stay on your toes with staffing being as unpredictable as it is?
Well, I can't divulge too many of our secrets here, Kat, but our parent company, its name is Innova. So innovation is in our name. And, you know, I get one thing I can't say is, you know, I kind of alluded to it earlier. We split up our delivery sales operations last year. You know, the reason for that, primarily to better serve our clients, you know, to be more agile. Most offices are not equally busy at the same time, right? So with things being regionalized, you know, we can kind of ramp up in flux to our clients' demand. And then we have layered on top of that, you know, our regional teams, our, you know, global recruitment centers to help keep our talent pool as strong as possible. And then, you know, on the technology side of things, we're always going to leverage AI and technology in general to make our, you know, recruiters super recruiters, if you will, without losing that human touch. This industry is exciting and it is constant challenges, but it's what I thrive on. You know, I think it's what we all thrive on. You know, I also surround myself and I'm blessed to work with really great people that have kind of that same mindset that, you know, perhaps we might complain about it from time to time, but at the end of the day, it's why we're here. You know, it is that challenge. Really exciting.
And you kind of mentioned new technologies. Can you discuss emerging technologies influencing the hiring and recruitment landscape?
Yeah, well, you know, one real basic one that, you know, I guess perhaps it sounds basic is compliance, right? Nothing's more frustrating for a client than devoting time and energy into a candidate, you know, getting them trained and, you know, getting ready to convert them only to find out that they don't meet their hiring guidelines, their internal hiring guidelines. Everybody loses in that scenario. So having the infrastructure built around us to ensure that compliance will not be an issue. We service around 1,000 clients at any given time. So that is a lot of different hiring criteria. So in my eyes, it's the little things that that technology can help us with to be as perfect as possible. And then, you know, also just the ease with which we can pull data nowadays. You know, I remember 10 years ago as a BDM, you know, a client would ask for something and I'd be, you know, trying to pull data and piece things together, sometimes counting things out myself by hand. And now it's all at our fingertips. You know, we can splice and dice data to whatever our clients want to see. We're doing these business reviews with our clients, you know, quarterly, annually, and, you know, whatever they want to see. The business reviews are constantly evolving because, you know, we show them some data and it's like, maybe we want to see this. Maybe, you know, can we add in this? So we're constantly layering in things, and being able to do that, you know, quickly is really cool. And then finally, you know, we're going to continue to leverage AI and bots and all that to help drive candidate flow. Always striving on the back end to be as perfect as possible is, I think, more so the focus of the organization.
Okay, and what do you think about these app-based agencies that we're seeing in the market now?
So my view on the app-based is it's a different type of business, really for a different type of client. Our business is relationship-driven. You know, we're not transactional, as I think I mentioned earlier. You know, I think that type of business is certainly more transactional. You know, there's a focus on day labor, which is another thing that we don't really dive into too much. You know, with that type of business, you don't have the back and forth that we constantly have with our clients, right? We have conversations, you know, with our clients. Hey, how's Kat doing with her assignment? Oh, wonderful to hear. Yeah, we're going to connect with her, you know, maybe at lunchtime, and we'll let her know that, you know. So we're having those conversations daily, and those types of conversations just don't happen when you're using, you know, a platform like that. You know, we do have all the surveys going out to our clients constantly. You know, how was your first day, your first week? You know, how would you rate the explanation of your job, things of that nature? We're on the phone sharing that data with our clients and going over in business reviews, and clients want to hear that stuff. And they want us there walking candidates on, you know, telling us who's there doing check-in. So what we provide is just, is really completely different, I think, a different experience than what you're going to get on an app.
Yeah. I feel like the relationship building is my favorite part of the job. So yeah, that's really key. How are we encouraging companies to adapt their hiring process to attract and retain top talent in the competitive job market?
Yeah, so great question. I mean, it's amazing to me that the unemployment is still hovering at around, you know, 4% where it's been. But it all goes back to taking the time to understand our clients. I've been in meetings with clients where, like, maybe 45 minutes in, all of a sudden we uncover this, like, really important diamond to attracting candidates, you know, that maybe that client didn't even realize that was such a selling point. So, you know, we're working with our clients to extract, you know, what our candidates want to see that our clients have. And, you know, if they don't, we're partnering in ways to get there. There's no way of getting around pay rates, right? You know, at the end of the day, that is certainly an important driver, but that is only one aspect of the job. You know, there's, you know, what's the training like? What's the orientation like? How long is it taking to get people in the door? Maybe they're losing talent because, you know, of an outdated hiring process. So, you know, we're going to look at all these things and figure out how we can get a client the biggest talent pool to fish out of and be as agile as possible in landing them that talent.
Well said. Well, Matt, I think you gave such a great insight on Volt as a company. Are there any final thoughts or comments you'd like to add to wrap up our first podcast?
No, great job, Kat. And yeah, I'm really excited for this new chapter of Volt. You know, as I said before, you know, taking a 70-year-old staffing powerhouse and combining it with this, you know, $3 billion technology talent solutions behemoth is really special to be a part of. We're continuing to do new things here at Volt, like, you know, even this podcast. I know podcasts have been around for a while, but I hadn't done one, you hadn't done one. So, you know, we're going to keep doing new things, doing things we haven't done before. And, you know, maybe down the road here, we need to get one for you and maybe dive into the direct hire side of the business.
Yeah. That'd be exciting.
So thank you very much, Kat. I hope folks enjoyed it today.
Yeah, thank you everyone listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of the Volt Podcast. We hope you've discovered new perspectives and actionable tips for your career or hiring journey. Don't miss out on future episodes. Hit that subscribe button or visit us at www.volts.com/podcasts. Have a great day.